We promised you that we would stay across the story of the Holy Land and how the students are behaving up there. And we said that we'd put our people on the ground random nights. Our reporter, Marty, you were on the ground last night. Things were better, to be fair.
Things were a lot better. And I think it has to go down, first and foremost, to the police. From 7 o'clock, I was out on the ground and I seen police Land Rovers driving around the place. For the first time, I've seen policemen actually patrolling up and down in the Holy Lands. And then I said last week, from 1 to 3, I never noticed one policeman. But last night when I went out, they were there outside the pubs in the Lower Armour. And then I walked up the top of Agincourt Avenue. And as the students were coming towards me at the top, the police were patrolling up and down and seemed to be trying to push them towards the top of the street, which was effectively working because you're kind of getting them away from that problem area out into their homes. But it didn't really seem to help what the residents are worried about. The residents are worried about bottles, first and foremost, glass along the ground. Some of them have children, some of them have dogs that can lead to bleeding. And the second thing is the noise. There's waves of noise. Sometimes it's quiet, and then sometimes it's really noisy.
Okay, so a lot in there. So first of all, we often challenge the police. We often say, don't they listen? It would seem that they have listened to the local community this time. Credit where credit's due, in that they were on the ground, they were visible until late into the night last night, and certainly your take on it is that had you can compare and contrast the situation last night compared to last week.
Nothing serious was going to happen last night. The police had it under control. If a fight was going to break out, they're going to be there. But it was smaller things like noise, breaking bottles. Okay. People were still drinking on the streets. But, you know, credit where credit's due. Nothing serious was going to happen. They had things under control.
You did interview some students. Let me just give you a flavour at home of some of the people Marty spoke to.
I want to know what it's like to live around the Holy Lands.
The best, see, if you're young, you'll enjoy the Holy Lands.
What if you're not young, though? What if you have children and you live here?
Well, they chose to live here. Well, they know. I was talking to my uncle, who actually lived here 30 years ago, and it was the exact same. So they know exactly what they're getting into.
I was talking to a woman earlier on, and she's 58. She's a 12-year-old grandson.
Is she of our culture?
Does she like the culture?
What do you mean, is she of our culture?
Why is she living here?
There's a lot of Romanians that live around our corner.
Did you ask why she lives here?
Did
you ask her why she lives here?
She lives here because she grew up here when she was younger.
If she grew up here, that's fair enough.
I don't know how emotionally attached to the whole
thing. I need a Catholic too.
Well, she grew up here. Well, then, if she doesn't like what's happening here, why is she not leave?
Because she grew up here and she's emotionally attached.
Why did the police agree? I think the police would agree with us.
Yeah.
That you cannot get it emotionally attached to a place
They make so much of the, like, Holy Lands and stuff, but it's genuinely so much, like, it's innocent crack.
Well, now, that's just a group of particular students. We're not suggesting that it is reflective of a wider mood, because we don't know. But, you know, just for the crack, that young girl said.
It saddens me. And I suppose 5 years ago I was a student. 2 years ago I was a student. I've been living in the Holy Lands now for 5 years. And the thing that opened my eyes last night was that I went and talked to residents. And I didn't realise that there were grannies living in Agincourt Avenue, the people with children, with four children, were living in Palestine Street. I didn't realise this, and I've lived there for 5 years. When people talk about residents, I thought they were saying, you know, people are living out in Botanic, close to the Holy Lands, or people are living at the top of the street, but no, they're living in the thick of it. And I walked into a woman's house last night, a granny, she has a 12-year-old son, or grandson, as I said there, and it was a beautiful house on the inside. And you can see why she doesn't want to leave it. But there's a problem, because outside she can't get to sleep.
Is this the lady you spoke to?
Yeah.
We're going to hear.
Yeah.
Let's see what she said.
If a 12-year-old lives here, he stays in this house. Is he playing out in the street?
No, he is not playing out in the street. Because if he fell out there, he would be cut to shreds. The street is full of broken bottles every single morning. Every single morning, broken bottles. He doesn't need broken bottles out there because they threw full tins of beans at his bedroom window. They threw a beer keg over into the backyard. They've put a fire extinguisher through the letterbox. They pulled every plant in my front garden out. They threw eggs at the house. You name it, they'll do it.
And how does he react to this?
He's very, very... He doesn't like it at all. Doesn't like... And I would... he stops me from going out to shout because he doesn't like confrontation at all. You know, he does not like that. And he's staying down. He's not even staying here tonight because the child's tired. He's tired.
Is this because of last night?
Yeah.
What happened last night?
He was up all night. Didn't get sleeping. Go out there, there's noise. Go out the back, there's noise. Just everywhere there's noise. Everywhere.
So you are lying in bed all night, twisting and turning?
All night long. And then you end up, you just get up. There's no point in lying there. So you get up, you phone the police. Nobody comes. You phone the police again. Still nobody comes. So 6 times I phoned them last night.
So you got up your 12-year-old grandson last night and he came down here and sat and listened to noise?
Yeah.
I sat and looked out the window?
Yeah. And then I did go out, tell him and ask him to be quiet. We got a load of abuse away in. This is the Holy Lands. What was it? This is the universe. This is our village.
Well, that's the view from a resident. I'm having a look at my Twitter feed this morning. Anna says those students on Nolan are making me absolutely cringe. I feel let down. Leanne, those students are doing themselves no favours. Is she of our culture, asked one of the students. Absolutely disgraceful attitudes of our future. Right. Loads of you wanting to talk about all different types of issues. Dave in Warringstown. This is regarding the students who you heard when we were up in the Holy Land on the ground last night, David.
Yes, that's right, Stephen. How are you doing? I think the attitude of that young lady that Marty interviewed was absolutely disgraceful. The arrogance that she displayed just shows how young folk these days have no respect for law of the land or for even for residents.
Let's just hold back from a broad brush comment describing all young folk, Dave, based on your hearing from a handful of students.
I didn't say, I'll rephrase that. Not the majority, maybe a minority, but it only takes one person to start trouble. The likes of that young lady should be, in my opinion, should have an Osbo slapped on her or if she's causing trouble in any built-up area. She would have to suffer the consequences of the law. If I drive on a bus lane in Belfast accidentally, I can get slapped for a 60 or an 80 pound fine. Yeah. Now, I don't think it's fair on the residents of the Holy Lands that they have to put up with that type of behaviour.
That young girl's opinion seemed to be, in a nutshell, they're on our territory now.
No, it's not their territory because she's only renting. She's only got the land of a house for a short period of time, and then she's moving on and wanting to further her career. Now, if she ended up with a criminal record because of her own bad behaviour, that might hinder her career. And then when she maybe hits my age, she'll look back and reflect and say, well, if I had behaved myself, I would be in a better position and a better job today.
Fair play to the police, by the way. We would have been saying, where were they? If they hadn't been there, they were there and they were visible.
But Stephen, what I said earlier, it demonstrates the pure lack of respect that a lot of young folk have these days. When I was a young fella, if I seen a policeman, I'd have run and hid. The youngsters these days have no fear of the police.
Okay. Dave, thank you very much. Nigel in Belfast. Morning, Nigel.
Hi, Stephen. I probably want to agree mostly with what your last caller just said. I lived in the Holy Lands 30 years ago. That obnoxious young lady, I mean, I don't know who your father was or uncle was, whatever. I lived there. I lived up in the Hatfield Arms, I think it was, as it was then. And yeah, I just told a wee story in my text. We were carrying on, making a bit too much noise. And we were, you know, I was a middle-class boy. There was a working-class girl from Belfast. A couple of lads up from the country, you were pure GAA. So it was all odds and sods. Our neighbour came to us and said, look, can you just tone it down a bit? We were mortified. We wised up. We calmed down. We still had great fun. We bought the lady some flowers and didn't happen again. And, you know, it's not about land. Can you stop talking about landlords? We lived in an absolute dump. We knew how to behave. She knew how to approach us. We knew it was our neighbours. We were all living together, having fun, studying, being students, all the rest of it. But we knew how to behave. And the worrying thing is that the attitude of that young lady just complete lack of respect for anyone else she's living with. It's really quite. It makes me angry.
You've heard me repeat myself many times today. I just think it would be unfair to start labelling all students in the area.
Well, Stephen, I have a daughter,
and I know you're not, but I'm just trying to make sure that we're fair this morning.
Absolutely. It's a fair point.
It's a group of random young people who we came across last night.
But right, we all see the scenes on TV at St Patrick's or around Fresh and everything else. It's not some tiny minority. It's a lot of people. It's not some small number of people. It's a lot of people doing this. It's just obnoxious. It's wrong. Okay. It's just been they've been badly brought up by their parents. It's embarrassed.
Nigel, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.